Good morning and welcome into Sunday worship with St. Luke's Woodland for November 8th, the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. I'm Karen Sheldon, Interim Rector, and together with many other St. Luke's voices, we will pray morning prayer this morning with Eucharistic readings. Later on, we'll be having a little Bring Your Own Coffee Hour on St. Luke's Labyrinth from 11:45 to 12:45. Mask wearing will be required. Social distancing will be required. There will not be more than three households at a time on the labyrinth. We don't know how this might go. It's an experiment, but we are being as careful as we know how to be about COVID safety. At our website, stlukeswoodland.org, you can find a leaflet for this service. You can sign up for our weekly email updates and find out lots more about the mission and ministries of this congregation. You can make an offering to support St. Luke's in its work. And you can also contact us to find out more about this parish and how you can get involved. No matter what brings you to this audio service today, we are so glad you're with us.
Send out your light and your truth, that they may lead me and bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Psalm 43, verse 3.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure, that when he comes again with power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life.
Almighty God, look graciously on the people of St. Luke's Church. Be with us in this season of transition. Walk with us and guide us that we may be genuine in our self-reflection, tireless in our commitment, patient in our discernment, loving in our communion, open in our search, and daring in our faith. We thank you for the gifts, talents, and skills with which you have blessed us. We thank you for the experiences that have brought us to this moment. Help us accept change as a gift of your direction for our journey in this transition. Instill in us a vision for our parish, that guided by your Holy Spirit, we will be united in love and joyfully accomplish this mission. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from Joshua. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your ancestors, Terah and his sons Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates and served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all of the land of Canaan and made his offspring many.
Now therefore, revere the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord."
Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us along all the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore we will also serve the Lord, for he is our God." But Joshua said to the people, "You cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after having done you good." And the people said to Joshua, "No, we will serve the Lord." Then Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses." He said, "Then put away the foreign gods that are among you, and incline your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." The people said to Joshua, "The Lord our God we will serve, and him we will obey." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and made statutes and ordinances for them at Shechem.
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Psalm 78. Hear my teaching, O my people. Incline your ears to the word of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will declare the mysteries of ancient times. That which we have heard and known, and what our forefathers have told us, we will not hide from their children. We will recount to generations to come the praiseworthy deeds and the power of the Lord and the wonderful works he has done. He gives his decrees to Jacob and established a law for Israel, which he commanded them to teach to their children, that the generations to come might know, and the children yet unborn, that they in their turn might tell it to their children, so that they might put their trust in God and not forget the deeds of God, but keep his commandments.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
This is a reading from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. It's chapter 4, 13 through 18, and I bet it is one of the best things that you will hear all week. Okay, here it is. "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, and the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air. Oh my God. And so we will be with the Lord forever. ever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Oh, we certainly shall, Paul. Thank you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'"
Thank you.
ending the liturgical year of Matthew's gospel with a set of parables, and I don't know what could be more fitting for this year than parables. The whole year 2020 has been like a parable. Parables are hard to figure out, and they're a little bit like Rorschach tests. They reveal as much about what's in our hearts as they do about what's in the world or in the scripture. This week's parable is all about waiting. It's about being prepared to wait. Some are, some aren't. And that seems like a timely message too in this week when we have had to wait to find out the results of our election, when we are still waiting after 8 months of sheltering in place, when so much is being revealed about us as a nation, as individuals, and as a world, as Christians, as a church. So much is being revealed about us while we wait. In the parable that Jesus tells in Gospel of Matthew today, there are 10 young women. They're bridesmaids, and they're waiting for a bridegroom who gets delayed. And half of the young women have prepared by packing extra oil so that they can burn their lamps for a very long time if necessary. But the other half run out of fuel. The ones who run out of fuel in the middle of the night ask the others to share their backup oil, but they won't. The wise young women think that if they share, then nobody's going to have enough. And you might expect that the gospel would advocate for their sharing. And it does. The gospel advocates for sharing over and over again. The hungry get fed in the gospel. This gospel parable, though, is about God's abundant resources for sure. It's not, however, about the kind that fill up our bellies. This is about God's abundant resource of light, the light that keeps our hope alive and how we tend to that light. This gospel is about preparing to wait for the reign of Christ, for the light of the world to return. It's about perseverance in waiting. It's about being ready for the reign of Christ, not as a momentary experience that you might practice on the day of your baptism or on a special Sunday in that beautiful place with the stained glass. It's about a practice that we take on day after day after day. I've always wished I knew what would have happened if the so-called foolish bridesmaids had had the nerve to sit still in the darkness for as long as it took. Would the bridegroom have known them if they'd been present at his arrival, even if their lamps were empty? Or is this a parable about the need for each of us to keep our own lights shining? Next week's parable will be about the need for us to take risks and to be fully engaged in Christ's mission, but this one seems to be about endurance. It seems to be about the need for us to take care in order that we can have the endurance that we'll need to hold on to our hope in God for as long as it takes. Maybe the divine light can't last, can't illuminate much until and unless we tend to it. Fuel the lamp, trim the wick with our prayers and our care for others, not just on one day or another, but day in and day out for the long haul, at home and on the streets for as long as it takes, until the love of Christ finally rules. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 young preppers ready to shine God's light. They will be recognized while the others are out fueling up. As we are challenged by yet another season of sheltering in place, another term of political divisions, our work as Christians in the world, day in and day out for the long haul, is the work of tending to God's light in the world. And that has never been more important than it is today. This parable has a disturbing ending because some of the seekers get left out in the cold. The end of Matthew's gospel has lots of that either-or language. Inside or out, known or unknown, sheep or goats, one does God's will, the other only talks about it, one bears fruit or gets chopped down. We are all living through a time of stark cultural dualism too. Each side judging itself to be wise and the other to be foolish. Lots of us, like the Israelites in the Promised Land, are claiming to be God's people while we still try to worship the world's gods on the side. We are throwing more shade than divine light. So today, let our prayers add fuel to our flame as people of the good news of God's love, with all of the hard parables that are contained within that good news, with all of our diverse interpretations of the good news, we have one shared calling: to shine God's light for as long as it takes, grounded in the Beatitudes, the blessings of the poor and the meek and the grieving, all who hunger and thirst for righteousness, blessings for as long as it takes. How much longer must we shelter in place to protect our neighbors in this deadly pandemic? We don't know. Be ready for it to take a long time. How much longer until our election is resolved? We don't know. Be ready for it to take a long time. How much longer until the homeless are housed and the meek inherit the earth and our earth is protected and power is justly used and the sick are healed and God's light shines on our most marginalized neighbors? We don't know. So we prepare ourselves for the long haul. We tap into the divine light which gives us strength, and we do that by doubling down on our practices, whatever they are: centering prayer and study, exercise, sitting with silence, learning to deeply hear people that we disagree with, living with our neighbors in community. We trim our wicks because we cannot afford to run out of gas along the way. That's what it means for us to do what Joshua chose, to serve the Lord on this day and every day, that the generations might come to know, that they in turn might tell to their children the trust in God that sustains our hope. We aren't going to be able to overcome the darkness, but God's divine light will. What we're called to do is prepare and persevere and keep that light burning, to witness the tears and the joys of our brothers and sisters without losing the light in us, to sit with both the hopeful and the desperate, trusting that we're called to something more, something brighter, investing our hope in God and God's healing power and God's reconciling love. Because in Christ we are one for the long haul, bound together by the death and resurrection, with all sorts of other people, people we like and people we loathe, whose sins are forgiven like ours are forgiven, who are beloved of God like we are beloved of God.
Let us say together the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary. He was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. with the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray for God's people across the world, God of love.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the earth that we may here treat her gently, God of love.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for our families, our friends, and our neighbors, God of love.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who are scared or sad or scared or are suffering, God of love.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who have died, God of love.
Hear our prayer. Who is on your heart this morning?
O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory. Creator Christ and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Prayer for Mission. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Glory to God, whose power is working in us, can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to him from generation to generation in the church, and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.